Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. There's an old saying in baseball, the team that's in first place on the fourth stays in first place. Well, the 4th of July has come and gone, and Meghna, the Red Sox are still in first place.
Too bad Bill Littlefield isn't here to celebrate this with us.
Speaking of Bill.
And on Wednesdays, we do normally talk to Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. But Bill is out this week, so we're turning to another friend of Radio Boston for some insight into the boys of summer.
So we're doing a mid-season check-in on the Red Sox with Glenn Stout, author of Fenway 1912. And Glenn, give me your take on where this team stands as we approach the All-Star break.
Well, I think every Red Sox fan should be absolutely delighted because to this point in the season, this Red Sox team has been much better and much more consistent than I think anyone had any notion that they could possibly be. Because not only are the Sox playing well, but the other teams in the division all seem to have problems and issues and everything, and the Red Sox just keep winning. And so far, it doesn't look like there's any bumps on the horizon.
Glenn, I remember talking to you about sort of the way this team was taking shape at the end of last year's miserable season. And the sort of feeling was this was a team that was going to be mediocre at best. And yet here we are approaching the midseason, the All-Star break. They've won 55 games, more than any other team in all of professional baseball.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they've hit one of those lucky streaks. I mean, that's part of it, because a lot of the players they've picked up in the offseason have, quite frankly, outperformed what they thought they were going to do, and that's really helped a lot. You know, I do think a lot of us thought that this was going to be something of a rebuilding year, that John Farrell was going to be something of a caretaker, and that hasn't happened. I think the real test for this team will come in about another month, when we're going to see whether or not they make any dramatic moves to try to get even stronger heading toward the postseason. That's going to tell us how much the team itself and the organization believes in itself.
Well, let's talk about a couple of things that are working really well. And first of all, you've got to talk about some stalwarts like David Ortiz, the designated hitter. Last night in Seattle, he tied Harold Baines for the most hits by a designated hitter, 1,688 career hits. He's back to being the David Ortiz of old, isn't he?
Right. I mean, he just keeps, he seems to be unaffected by age or many other things, and it makes you scratch your head a little bit, but I think most Sox fans will take that kind of production from him. What really has impressed me, though, are two people that you didn't expect to get anything from. And that's Iglesias in the infield, mm-hmm. who seems to be the only player who can't hit in AAA and can't not hit in the major league. And then Daniel Nava, who I think you would be a very wealthy man now if you made a bet that he was going to have 51 RBIs heading into the All-Star break.
And what explains good chemistry in the locker room? I mean, were the additions of people like Shane Victorino and Johnny Gomes, I mean, what did they add to sort of the overall composition of this team?
Well, I think you have a number of guys on the team who are either young and have to build a reputation and have had to work for it really hard so far, like Iglesias and like Nava. And then a lot of guys like Gomes and Victorino who, quite frankly, look to be on the downside of their careers and are looking to prove that they still belong in the major leagues.
Yeah. Now, Glenn, lest we get carried away here with too much sort of optimism, there are some problems. John Lester doesn't seem to be able to pitch the way he once was pitching. Clay Buchholz is still injured. There is no full-time reliever. That remains a problem.
Right.
These are pretty big holes, right?
These are pretty big holes. And so far, you know, they've been able to patch them up with duct tape and Bondo and just kind of keep motoring on. And that is the question going into the second half. You know, every team has to worry about injuries. The Red Sox are no different. You know, a couple of key injuries to a couple of key people could certainly mess things up severely. And I think the closer situation is something that you really have to worry about, particularly as you get later into the season and into the postseason. You really want to know what you've got at the back of the bullpen when you get into October, and the Red Sox don't at this point. I wouldn't be totally surprised to see them go get somebody who's more dependable later on at the end of this month, but they've got time to figure that out still. They're going to wait and see what takes place over the next 2 weeks, I think, before they really try to make any dramatic moves.
So final prediction, let's pretend that it's late September, maybe even early October. Where are the Red Sox?
I think they're in the playoffs at this point. I really do. You know, the Yankees have kind of struggled to stay in the pennant race and now start to seem to be slipping away. Toronto can't put together a consistent season, and both Tampa Bay and, you know, Baltimore have trouble as well. And the great thing about this division this year is because it's so close, everybody will tend to knock everybody else off. It's going to be real hard for a team to put together a real hot streak. The Red Sox, however, do have a pretty fortunate schedule for about a two-week period in August where they've got Kansas City and they've got Houston. And they really have an opportunity there to put some space between themselves and the other teams in the American League East.
All right, Glenn Stout, Red Sox expert, friend of Radio Boston, and author of Fenway 1912. Thanks so much. Great talking to you today.
Thank you very much.